Scheller, The Years Above,
or Mervyn the Marmot.
I sought the truth I sought. Wide seas I sailed, far lands I roamed. I plucked a rose in every port, and nodded much, but never homed. And when, forlorn, I looked for grass on which to graze or bark my shins, I found but miles of broken glass, Medusan mirrors, litter bins. The trees were bare, the bears were dead. Lost in this larval landscape, I hoped to find some softer bed than that in which I hoped to die. The thought of hope, the hope of thought, the fear of bliss in years to come, the weeping of the Argonaut for each unfathered child at home. Let each unmothered child adopt a rabid tapir from Brazil, ensure his fur is aptly cropped, or else a mangrove swamp gazelle. Thus came it hither, thus it went. The deftest dart struck home and true. Some pierced its hide, and some were bent, but truth had killed the kangaroo. The rabbits, too, had died, alas. Through eating uncooked rhubarb leaves, they gave off noxious orange gas, and all the world in darkness grieves. My love's like a pea-green leek, like a drip from an old split barrel. She's mouldy and goldy and ever so meek, but her love is a fella called Harold. Harold the Heartstrong, thus he cleped by the cup, the spoon, and the saucer, o'er the buckets and pails he leapt in a desperate effort to force her. But Morgan the Margrave was close at hand, through acres of mice he ran like fire, raving and cursing, egad, it was grand, as a piano he sank in the mire. Belching like ancient erupting volcanoes, wheezing like geysers that spout to the sky, croak what you said, who it was whom you say knows, for life's a pirate, I wonder why. So my love, like a wizened anemic sage, a dark outrider, enraptured swaying, brass feet and clay head, for such is the rage, mopping and mowing, barking and braying, slaying with slings that are sold by the sea, and wrapping up writhing wee winkles, she longs to be in her own country, where the lutine bell still tinkles. Thus Harold the Heartstung still roams wild, and climbs the groaning trees in winter. The spoon and the saucer still talk Chaucer style, and the cup ran away with the splinter. "Not of this world!" the polecat cried, scratching its hairy underside, and scarcely stooping to divide the red ones from the yellow. "Nor of the stars," the stoat replied, as latterly all rodents cried, and hardly bothered to provide excuses for his bellow. "Nay, of the deep," the mollusks crew, waving their tentacles aloft, the which, though barbed, are smooth and soft, as all the Phrygian sages knew. "Now we retract," the orchids wept, giving up their bursicles. "Chop them off, and use your sickles, O you unspeakable nympholept! Never again, O not once more, soaring up inwardly above, no second time, O once, my love, can mermaids win the matador! Alas, poor Gloucester, what a fool, alas!" the mastodons exclaimed, "the traitors, nameless, proud and cruel, because it was the last of Yule, eventually were named." Green grow the noses, O, in the vale of Vardy Meekum. There they found wee Moses, O, telling tales of Harry Seacombe, whose song has Medusa in it, the chanson de famous Roland, the twite, the red poll and the linnet, and the spotted tern of Poland. "Which song has Medusa in it? Which has not?" the former cries. "Tell us, do not lose a minute," shouts Black Morgan from the skies. Moses and his foe, the Gorgon, a hopeless case for treatment, oh, sprayed blue paint at once Black Morgan, and cut in twain the Greekman's toe. Use this maxim, learn it well, tie it in a Gordian knot, liberally laced with caramel, just simper gently, watch it clot. So green grew the ghastly crew, on their haunches green and darkly, coming back from Timbuktu, by way of Nagasaki. Their toes were dead, the gang was green, the rheumatism mad, mad tale, but Moby Dick's a mad, mad whale, and all we said was left unseen. She stoops, without the need to conquer. Queen of all, she knows no bounds for hatred gainst the men who wrong her, or e'en the smallest of her hounds. Engrossed she hunches o'er the loom to weave a tapestry of woe, for in a brontosaurus womb no happy notions ever flow. Weep then, O prophets of disaster, turn your eyes and hold your hearts, let no evil fiend outcast her, shun the wild lugubrious parts. Incensed she weaves the warlike woof, a wilderness of shame takes shape, for heathen spirits need no roof, Dame Nature's neck bones need no nape. Once, riding in a mossy dell, with staff beside and rod to guide, upon a maid her eye once fell, she joined the staff, she joined the ride, and into forests led their path, by murky steeps and grots unholy. There, by Gollum's one-time bath, they prayed so deep and lowly, but only once the wolf was heard, and only once the darkling vole, and then, at dawn, a broken sherd was seen to reach its goal. Oh, grimly soft-shaped earthen hole! Yet once more, O ye cabbages, and once more sit you down by the water and sing. Sing of the leeks, O ye cabbages, and their lore, and the bee in the tail of the sting. Turn again, O ye turnips of turpentine, to the conundrums of Constantine. Sing once again this song of mine, or else be sleeping. Yet once more, O my blunderbuss, once again, let's hear thy belching thunderous once again, for the strongest sword in far Touraine, all else or leaping. For why should the spirit of Myrtle be sad, or the quagmires envelop Sir Galahad, for when will the lyrebird again be glad, with all else equal? So turn again, ye methylated mangled wurzels, wreak out your wrath on King Gefurzels and all the rest that Jove imberzels, and tell the sequel. Thus spake the king of the vegetables. Esteem him and give him due homage. Feed him with nectar at silver tables. Credit him with the famousest fables that ever came from unripe porridge. The thought of hope, the hope of thought, and what price Conrad's glistening glow, when frowning, studying laws of tort, he realized 'twas time to go. The act of going, going acts, the running sore, a soaring run, the carrot in the cataracts, then home for tea and a currant bun. In fear and dread, in dreadful fear, we told the runes, the bells were told, the ruined bells were dire to hear, my soul was here to die unsold. The dons were rung, with wrongs undone, they doffed their shoes and bootless coughed, and naked danced beneath the sun on ill-made sand, nor firm nor soft. The case-book on the bookcase stands, and waits for gravity to fall, serene and sombre, like brass bands that roam the forests of Nepal. Scheller. Softly blue and rippling slowly, sighing seldom, lying lowly, gently, yes, and yet not quietly, Scheller yields. Yields as rock to water wholly, lapping nightly, napping lightly over Aphrodite's fields. How jolly,